All right, Justin Brayton, thanks for the club sandwich for lunch.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
You bought me a club sandwich.
It was delicious. Delicious.
I told Wygan, he said, damn it, he should have come.
He should have. Yeah. He should have, yes.
Hey, so we were just, before I hit record, better starts today. Your team manager, Tony Alessi, told me you'd be better starts today. You guys made a bike change. And damn it, it really worked because your starts were much better today.
Yeah, they were a lot better. And the cool thing about these overseas races is you learn stuff about the bike. I haven't had much time on the 19, and there's some different clutch changes that that I wasn't really used to. So we changed some stuff, and I'm a real feel guy with the clutch, and I like kind of a stiffer pull. And that's pretty much what happened. We got a little bit stiffer pull, so I could feel it, and whole shot of 2 out of 3, and it changed the whole night for me compared to last night with. But just struggle with breathing. It's nice to get out front and kind of do my own thing and be able to battle with those guys rather than sit back there in eighth place trying to deal with them. So, yeah, much better night and definitely started with getting better starts.
It looked like you let Osborne by a little bit and Ferrandis. Like you made a couple mistakes and you're like, hey, go.
Yeah, for sure the last one. It was fun to race with Jason in the second one. And then
I'll get to that.
And then the last one. I did pretty much let him by.
Yep.
I'm realistic. I'm pretty smart with that as far as being mature about not pushing my boundaries.
Yep.
And I didn't have 20 laps of me tonight. That's just the bottom line.
I even tweeted bike problems ? Because that's how much kind of like I was like, yeah. You know, not really used to seeing that.
Yeah, honestly, just with having pneumonia and bronchitis, it's been crazy. Like I really can't stress that enough how I've been feeling. So thankful to even be able to do what I've done this weekend and, not push the envelope and battle with those guys.
The second semifinal with Anderson, like you said, that was intense. You guys were going for it. You definitely didn't want to let him by, and he was pushing you hard. It was a cool race.
Yeah, it was fun. He got me, or I hole shotted, then he got me in the second turn, I guess, and then I passed him back after the whoops, and it was a good race, and he's interesting to race because you can't ever leave your insides open, so then he could, like, kind of rail the turns, but actually some insides were good, and some lines he had was good, and that was pretty fun.
That's how you do a shoulder check one time, like, where is he right now?
Yeah, exactly. After the finish, I was like, okay, is he coming in right now?
Right.
So... overall, it was a fun night, fun weekend. It was cool to be here with the team and start building with these guys in this bike.
You got into it a little bit in practice with them yesterday?
Yeah, I did with Anderson. Yeah, just, I was lining myself up for a fast lap in the last turn, and I guess he was on a fast lap. I didn't see him. I'd never intentionally get in somebody's way. Yeah, and he just, roosted me and did his thing and... We talked about it afterwards, and I just said, you're a champion, man. You gotta grow up, basically. And he was cool after that, and it is what it is. But I'm a true believer in that, man. He's got the number one plate, and there's a little bit of a responsibility with that. And to do that in practice, we had 15 minutes, like
on a 40-second track.
On a 40-second track, it's like, come on, I would never intentionally do that to anybody, and.
Yeah, but you're like a veteran. Like you're a veteran. You're not really here to like care that much about that practice. Hey, for you, Australia, of course, won that championship again. You're here in Paris. You have New Zealand coming up, and then you're in Geneva. You got time to get better here, JP. Like physically.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely clawing my way out of it. A week ago, it was really bad. Now I'm getting better, and I'm just looking at it as I'll be able to sit on an airplane, hopefully sleep. And if I was at home, I'd be probably wanting to train or wanting to ride or wanting to go test something. So it's kind of forcing me to rest a little bit and then race on the weekend. So, on some antibiotics so that will run its course in the next few days and hopefully be better. And then I'll get a little bit of break, for the last half of December and hopefully come into Anaheim, fresh and healthy and ready to go.
Cool, man. Thanks.
Thank you.